are back with another week of our fantasy football podcast, and today we're just joined by the two co-hosts,
Jake Spiritosa,
John Kirsch.
And this week, obviously, as usual, we'll be going over the previous weeks of our previous week of football, and then the upcoming week. So, Jake, do you have our wait?
All right, no, that's two. That's part two.
Yeah, part one is
Let's talk about the games.
Yeah, talk about the game. All right. So,
I think we respectfully start with Vikings Bills because that is a huge upset.
Yeah, I mean. Is it a huge upset?
I mean, okay, they were 7-1, and the Bills were. I mean, I don't know.
All right, hold on. I saw a stat. Josh Allen is he's 0-4 in overtime wins.
Wow.
He's never won an overtime.
He's looked shaky the past few weeks. I think he threw an interception in the past three games.
Yeah, he has. I'm pretty sure one of the games he threw two interceptions. This game he did in a crucial moment too.
Oh, the overtime one.
Yeah, the overtime interception. It was. I'm pretty sure the interception was in the end zone.
Yeah, it was.
He really forced it. I'm not sure. I guess he just
the
trying
safety,
to get.
Like, yeah, I saw the safety.
Yeah, I saw that. He was trying to go for the win.
Yeah.
Oh, that. There's also another stat about that.
Yeah.
There's only been two. That's only happened two times in the past 10 years, both by Josh Allen.
Wow.
2020 and. The game last week. Yeah, so that game is... I don't know. The Vikings... Kirk Cousins, dude, is...
Yeah, looking good.
He's not looking bad.
Justin Jefferson, that catch?
Dude.
That was crazy.
People are arguing that's the best catch.
Better than
Odell.
Nah.
It's close.
What about the Pickens catch?
It was good.
Boy in there.
I'll give him some respect. That was, like... I think personally, that was harder... Than the Odell catch, honestly.
I mean, the Odell catch.
Odell catch is better. It's a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's a touchdown, and, like, he's on a guy.
Close.
But I just think it took more skill for Pickens one.
Yeah.
Pickens one was just crazy. Odell, I don't know. I feel like if you try that again.
Nah, that's easily the best of all time for me.
I don't know if you try that again. But then, what's his name? The catch with, dude, Justin Jefferson's catch.
Literally that's crazy.
He was up there. He got up one hand. It was.
He was like, give me that. I'm a
200 yards for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Justin Jefferson, for anyone who has it on fantasy, dude, he's just a cheat code. He is over almost 200 yards.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And a touchdown with 10 receptions.
But then you look at like the other side with Josh Allen. It's like he threw two interceptions and one touchdown. It's like that's not something you want to see.
That's not something you see out of that,
especially at his level.
Well, that's a Kenny Pickett stat right
if
there.
You look if you look on the other side, Kirk Cousins also had two interceptions and a touchdown.
Who won the game? Who won the game?
Well, you
it doesn't
know
matter.
Game,
it doesn't
but,
matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Do you think like? Obviously, I know Josh Allen is arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Say what you want about this past game. He is arguably one of the best quarterbacks
in
the NFL.
Right.
Do you think that the Bills should have run the ball a bit more?
No. Look at their running stats for that game. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
Look at Singletary.
I think they stick to what they do, but they just have to do it better.
Yeah. They have to be perfect at it.
Yeah.
What they've been doing.
Singletary, two touchdowns. That's like a lot of yards combined with Josh Allen running it, Singletary and Cook.
Yeah, and Josh Allen is just a threat himself.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, and then you look at the other opposing team. They just have, like, they're just a well-rounded team. You have Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, TJ Hockenson.
Oh, yeah, he's been doing really
probably
good.
He's definitely a top five tight end in the league now. Who do you have? You have Kelsey. You have Mark Andrews.
Kelsey, Kittle, Waller.
Waller, yeah, I guess so.
Darren Waller.
Goddard?
Maybe. Goddard's over Waller right now.
So. I don't think Waller makes that top five list.
He definitely was last year, I guess.
I'm not saying he's bad.
Right.
He's a good wide receiver. But it's just everyone. All the other tight ends have been just so good.
Yeah.
You've got Goddard, who's been basically on an 8-0 team. And then you have Mark Andrews, who's been obviously playing out of his mind. Kelsey caught four touchdowns in a game. Who does that?
Yeah, it's insane. All
right, anyway, all right, enough talking about this crazy game. We'll talk about the Oh, the Lions and the Bears?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good game.
31 to 30. I mean, do you think...
Yeah, Justin Fields went off.
Exactly. Do you think he is going to break the single rushing record for a quarterback?
Maybe.
Single season?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, single season record. I don't exactly know. He's on pace right now. I'm going to be looking it up right now.
I feel like teams are going to shut him down. Like, he's been... I mean, he's playing good against the Lions in this game. Who do you get to break the record against?
It would be Lamar Jackson.
Or Mike Vick.
No, I'm talking about, like, who were they playing? It was Dolphins.
Yeah.
If they're playing a good, like, defense, that's going to... he's going to get shut down. He's not going to break...
That's fair. But I'm pretty sure it is... Lamar Jackson, it was in 2019, I think. It was in 2019 for Lamar Jackson. He had 1,206 yards. And right now, Justin Fields, he has 10 games played, and he has 749 yards.
Okay.
So he needs about 500 more.
That's doable.
Yeah. In seven games.
Yeah, that's doable.
I mean... Dude, if he keeps playing the way he is...
Maybe.
I can see it.
He should keep playing
the way he is. That's almost 200 yards just in this game alone against the Lions.
Yeah, he almost ran as much...
Let me check their schedule. All right, Falcon, Jets, Packers, Eagles. Dang, it's a hard schedule.
It's a hard schedule.
Bills, Eagles, Vikings. That's a really hard schedule.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, but the Eagles... All right. Let's talk about the Eagles.
They play the Lions again.
Oh, the Eagles.
Yeah, let's go to the Eagles real quick.
All right. Dude. Just want to move on to Eagles?
Yeah, we'll move on to the Eagles because it has stuff to do with Justin Fields because Justin Fields is the running quarterback and the Eagles just don't know how to defend the runs at all.
If we're talking about the Eagles right now and the Commanders, dude, the running game, like, it couldn't be stopped.
Yeah, you saw last week with Damian Pierce, he nonstop against him. And then, all right, you were like, all right, he's a young running back. You think, all
right,
he's obviously going to be explosive and, like, a good running back. All right, yeah, it's cool. And then you have Antonio Gibson. He's been in the league. People know how to control him. The Eagles did not control him at all. And then you have Jonathan Taylor coming in next week. What do you think the Colts are going to do?
I don't think they'll win, but I mean...
The Colts are going to run the ball.
Yeah, just run.
Just run the ball the whole game.
Yeah. I think we're going to shut them down, like, badly. I think we're going to destroy them, because this game was, like, a big wake-up call to our team. We were just rolling. We were rolling over everyone.
I've been hearing a lot of reports that, like, they're not glad they lost, but, like, finally gave some off their shoulder, because, like, when people...
Is that an excuse? Do you think that's an excuse?
I believe it, because they were too calm about it.
Yeah, they want to... It brought us back down to earth. Yeah, I don't think it's an excuse.
But then you hear players... I heard A.J. Brown say, I heard Goddard, I heard Fletcher Cox say it. They were saying, they were like, I'm glad we lost, because people will stop asking about it.
Plus, it shows us that, like, we're not invincible. We can...
You have flaws in your game, and you finally realize that you're not invincible until you lose.
I think this will cause us to play better.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But then you also have to think about it. Goddard's out; he's gone.
Yeah, that's true.
But
Devontae's questionable.
AJ Brown's questionable.
Actually,
yes, someone with an ankle. He only had 4 targets and 1 reception for 7 yards. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying they're falling apart, but going in the next few games, it's gonna be scary.
They better watch out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What about Cowboys Packers?
Cowboys Packers game. Do I believe the Cowboys?
Cowboys lost.
Cowboys lost.
That is a good game for. What's his name went off on the Packers. The wide receiver, the young bull, Christian Watkins. Or Watkins.
The young bull.
CD went crazy. But
before we talk deep into this, I would just like to say that there's a chance that every team in the NFC East can make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. That's crazy.
The Commanders have a better record than everybody else besides the Bucks, who they're tied with. They both are 5-5. And the Seahawks, who are only 1 win above them.
Sean, I'm pretty sure, I might not be like 100% correct, but I saw that for this to happen, like, every team would have to win and lose against each other. Like, I don't think any team can win... Or, like, well, especially, like, the Washington, they have to, like, win and lose.
Every team basically has to beat the Commanders, or beat the Seahawks and the Bucks. And then the Commanders have to win.
Yeah.
That's basically how it's going to happen. That's how it's going to happen. But then when it comes, when the confusing part is when the other NFC East teams play the Commanders. That's when.
Well, no, they have the to like wins. Trade wins. They have to trade yeah. wins.
Oh, so you're saying Giants?
Yeah, no, I was saying
Giants would beat trade... the Commanders, but the Cowboys would have to lose to the Commanders. Are you saying that?
No, I'm saying like the Giants would beat the Commanders and lose to the Commanders, but then win every single out of division game.
All right, let's just not talk about this. This is too confusing. Everyone listening is probably like don't know what we're talking about right now. All right, anyway, we'll move on to the next game. Actually, do you want to keep on with the Eagles?
All right, you had
enough, John.
It's over.
All right, it's over. Dude, oh, hold up. No, I would like fluke. To say something. Darius Slay cannot guard Terry McLaurin.
All right, but he locked
it us has in been, that's not true. It has been like that for years.
Off. He went off.
For years has it been like this. I saw other stats. Every time they played him, over 100 yards. Every single time.
Not last time.
It's not last time?
No. Nah.
All right, well, almost every single time. But I think Terry McLaurin is and Darius Slay is just, everyone has that like one guy.
I think the game is more so because we couldn't guard the run.
You like can't like everybody knows. There's just like some matchups. They're just like you can't like you just can't do.
I think we should talk about the Niners game.
22-16. Yeah. Chargers gonna make the playoffs?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
And, I mean, 49ers, dude, I've been talking to some people. Dude, people think the 49ers can go all the way.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Nice.
I mean, 38 yards and a touchdown. What was his receiving game like? Oh, 4 receptions and 39 yards.
Yes, yeah, tough.
So we combined for about 90 yards with a touchdown.
Going crazy. Yeah,
and Jimmy G?
He's been looking okay. Not bad.
240 yards. I mean, they didn't score. They didn't throw a touchdown, but...
Yeah.
How they score the points?
Their defense had one, I think.
Pick six?
Yeah, pick six.
Oh, kick return. They had a kick return.
Wow.
Yeah.
On their defense, I mean, 3 people with sacks. Their defense... They've always had a solid defense. They've never not had a good defense.
They've been good.
Justin Herbert, though, Jake. What's going on with your boy?
Yeah, bro. Herbo needs to step up, dog.
That's my boy as well. I need him to...
I know, bro. I'm telling you. Is it because of the injury?
Like, to give props. Hold up.
That's why?
I think it's because of the wide receiver situation.
Yeah, to give props, Mike Williams and Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
They've both been gone for the past 2 weeks.
The dudes...
They are both coming back next week.
His wide receiver one is practically Austin Eckler. Like...
Yeah, I mean, he's the most targeted and the most receptions. But then you have DeAndre Carter for 64 yards and 4 receptions.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
He's more of a deep
threat. Nah, like, every... like, he'll throw to other people, but, like, if I was to predict who he's going to throw the ball to most to every game, it's Austin Eckler, which is his running back.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, and... No, yeah. But the receiving game's just not... It's not there. Talking about receiving games, the Packers taking down the 6-2 Cowboys. 31-28 in an overtime.
Did we not just talk about this?
Did we not talk about this?
We went over it.
Did we?
Yeah. We're talking about...
Let's do Cardinals or even Rams. Cardinals or Rams.
We did not talk about this. Packers and Green Bay? And Packers and Cowboys? Yeah, all right, you guys talk about whatever game you want.
All right. What about can we talk about... Bucks Seahawks in Germany.
Yeah, let's do that.
What did we talk about in the Packers and Cowboys game?
Remember Jake Christian talked about Watson? The receiver. He was saying how good the receiver did.
The Cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah, and then
that game.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Okay, moving on.
All right, so Geno Smith looked good in this game.
Oh, he's been looking good every week.
Yeah, he's been
nice.
He's
been
him
MVP.
A nice trick play from Leonard Fournette right to. The cornerback.
Yeah, I saw that.
Tom Brady. Yeah. I don't know what he thought he was doing.
That was so funny.
All right. Dude, I love Kenneth Walker.
Listen, Kenneth Walker's been so good.
Tom, offensive rookie of the year.
Maybe.
In the discussion.
Damian Pierce.
I mean, yeah. You have Damian Pierce. You have Chris Olave. But then Kenny Walker.
But Kenny Walker is on the better team.
As everyone knows, the rewards always go to the better team. Like you look last year, you have Najee Harris, way better than Ja'Marr Chase.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
That's pretty crazy.
A little bit better. You have Leonard Fournette throwing. He's trying to throw. He didn't get a single
completion. Did you see that play? Yeah. Tom Brady fell. Tripped the guy who picked them off.
This game. Oh, I remember this game. Was this the Thursday night game?
This was the breakfast game.
Yeah. Ah, the breakfast game. And we made breakfast over at our good friend's house, Timmy. John took all the food. It was a disaster.
My bad.
But no, we were watching that game, and then we saw a trick play. We're like, oh, this could be tough. And then we saw Tom Brady fall. Not only did he fall, they got an interception, and then after that, he tripped him. And they got a flag for a 15-yard penalty. That whole play was just absurd. And then Tom Brady got mad.
Yeah.
Acting like it wasn't his fault. But anyway,
It's so strange for me to see Julio Jones catching touchdowns for the Buccaneers.
So weird.
Yeah. Like, that wide receiver core is insane.
It's insane, but...
On paper, anyway, Julio Jones, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin.
You would think that's disgusting.
Yeah, getting the ball from the best QB of all time, that's insane.
Mike Evans this season, I don't...
Bro. L.
Dude, it was an L pick. Third round pick, I think. Third, fourth round pick. Dude, it was honestly probably one of my biggest busts.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Since it is a fantasy football podcast... Top three biggest bust.
Oh my god.
There's one.
Jonathan Taylor, all right. Obvious.
Yeah.
What about easily. Alvin Kamara?
Nah, he's had some big games.
He's been showing up. I see, but you have Jonathan Taylor.
Who? Michael Thomas.
I mean, he showed when he's there.
Well,
if you he's not him. There. What and about, I mean,
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, Kyle Pitts. Mike Evans could be up there.
Too.
But I just feel like there's other wrong.
Justin Herbert was kind of a bust.
Yeah, but it's not like he went. Yeah, it's not like he went there in like the third round. He was late. He was a late quarterback pick.
You're right. Debo Samuel a bit. He was supposed to be really good.
Yeah, he was supposed to be really really good.
I don't know about top three.
Deontay Johnson. There's a lot of receivers.
Yeah. What about like DeAndre? Wait, you said DeAndre? Who said DeAndre Hopkins?
I did not say DeAndre
Hopkins. I wouldn't say he's a buzz.
He's been okay. Not as good as I thought he was going to be. Cooper Kupp? A little bit?
Not a buzz. Not a buzz. He's a 20-point every week, but injury.
Najee Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not 100%. First round. You have two first round picks that are a buzz. You have Jonathan Taylor and Najee Harris.
Yeah.
And then you have third round pick.
What about like... I don't even know. Let me see.
Well, DeAndre Swift.
Oh, Brandon Cooks?
Not really.
That's an L.
Brandon Cooks has been playing terrible.
Chase Claypool.
Allen Robinson.
A lot of people, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a lot of busts this year. But, I mean, you can't really blame them. No, you can't blame
them. Tom Brady.
Keenan Allen's a huge bust.
Keenan Allen, yeah. I don't know. But
anyway, going back. Kadarius Toney?
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that, but I don't think he really did.
He dropped, like, all the way to the bottom. Like,
did everybody see the Juju hit?
Oh,
yeah. It was like him and Tua were like...
Did he get checked after that?
He had
to. What about Zeke Elliott? Did people have expectations for him?
Oh.
I think people, like, didn't really expect anything from him.
Juju... All right, we'll talk about the Juju. Juju is out of practice at the moment.
Right.
He's obviously dealing with a
head injury.
Yeah. I mean, that's not good at all for the Chiefs, but they're the Chiefs, so, like, obviously they're going to be doing good, but they have Juju out with a concussion, and then they have Scantlin out with an illness. Juju was in concussion protocol, started about on the 13th, so about 5 days ago.
Right.
Still no word.
All right, Sean, I'm saying one final game. I kind of want to talk about the Dolphins.
All right, I guess.
Yes, we can talk about the Dolphins. What happened about the Dolphins?
Just Browns, Dolphins. Just,
oh, Jake, yeah. What
Jake doesn't want to talk
game,
about
dude?
It. But.
Oh, my God, dude. We played so bad. It was just horrible. Like, Nick Chubb didn't even play good, to be honest.
Well, yeah, he's terrible. I'm kidding. You can't diss on a top five. He dropped down a little bit.
A little.
What do you rate him now, Jake?
I give him 5.
Good, right at the 5.
Do you think the Browns are officially out of the playoffs?
Maybe.
There's always hope. After this it's
week,
weird stuff.
After this week, if we lose to the Bills, then yeah.
And the AFC is just a weird.
Bro, Tua is him.
There's just too many good teams in there. Actually, never mind. Yeah, there's way too many good teams because you have look at the AFC East. The Bills are the third in that division.
Yeah, that's insane.
How about Jeff Wilson? He's been going off.
Yeah, I picked him. Right. Oh, no, I try to pick him up in a fantasy. I try to get rid of Jonathan Taylor for Terry McLaurin, Jeff Wilson, and Alan Lazard.
Okay.
I try to do that.
That's a lot.
So this is what happened to me. So I needed a backup. I see Jeff Wilson as a starting Niners running back. I pick him up. He goes off. And then Christian McCaffrey gets signed, so I drop him. And out of nowhere.
Then he gets signed to the Dolphins.
I just have an update right here on my phone. It says, Philly could add more D-lineman depth with taking the Ndamukong Suh.
They need him.
Didn't we just sign
They only have three starters.
I swear we just signed a defensive tackle.
Bro.
Well, Fletcher Cox played, like...
Horrible, yeah.
No, hold up. No, he played horrible. He did. He's an old guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played.
So was Ndamukong Suh.
He played in about 60 snaps. For how old he? Okay, yeah. Now we're going back to the Eagles game real quick, dude. At the end of the second half, at the end of the second quarter, you need to just run the ball.
Yeah.
You can't turn the ball over because on how much?
For sure.
The Eagles were on offense for about they threw three incompletions and defense came right back out.
Right.
The defense had no time to rest. No. They were tired. And the coaching there, you gotta give some credit to the players and take some relief off their shoulder.
Right. Miles Sanders did not get a lot of carries that game.
No.
They didn't give him the ball at all.
Ran the ball.
That's another thing. You're one of your best. You're a well rounded team. You can catch the ball. You can run the ball. Your quarterback can run the ball and you can throw the ball. When throwing the ball isn't working, why don't you resort to another good feature that you have? And running the ball.
It's not like he was doing that bad either. I mean, he was getting like 5 yards of carry.
You have a top 15 running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
And
stupid.
You're not running the ball. It's bad. All right. Anyway, I've had enough talking about the Eagles. So for now, we're going to be going on break. When we get back, we will be talking about the Jaguars.
Picks of who's going to win what game next
week. Yeah, next week's games and Thursday night. All right, so we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course. You can run, or you can't drive high. You
can run. All of you, to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is Sterling High School Radio, playing a wide variety of music from the 60s to today's top hits. Streaming live online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Cannonball! Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
right, we are back with the second thing of our podcast. Jake, can you tell them what we're doing this week? All right,
so we're gonna pick who we think's gonna win this week of what teams, and then we're gonna give our exclamation if we need to. So yeah, let's.
You want to go over the last week's picks?
Let's go over last week.
Let's see who won. Let's see it. Who won?
So Sean.
Who?
Sean.
Me.
Won. Right, yeah. Sean won. Also, let us know if there's any like underdog picks from last week.
Sean won, and obviously the Eagles pick messed us up. The Rams, Cardinals. Everybody pick Rams that game.
Everybody pick Rams. What? Bills, what Vikings. Pick? What won me the game?
I picked the Bills. I would probably say. Let's see.
What did I pick that nobody else picked?
The Steelers game.
Ah yes. 49ers. Did I pick that?
Let me see the Niners.
Oh, did I pick Packers?
You did pick the Niners, and you did pick the Packers. Yeah, that's pretty much what won you it. I think you literally just picked one that helped you. Like,
well, one's good enough to win.
Yes, it is.
Food on
John,
you.
John, and you came in a close second. Right.
Anyway, so basically what Jake said, we will be going over the Week 11 game, starting off with Thursday night. We each pick a game, see who wins, yada, yada, yada. There's no teacher this week. Because there's no teacher this week. No teacher. So next, we will start off with the Thursday night game. 8:15, Amazon Prime Video. The 6-3 Titans will be playing at the Green Bay Packers, who are 4-6. Green Bay is favored to win. Jake, I will let you start this game off.
This is going to be a good game. And I think that the Titans are going to lose this one because they had a close game last week against the Broncos. And they didn't look very good. And I think the Packers are going to come out and look pretty good. They beat the Cowboys last week, so I like the Packers.
Okay. John?
I think the Packers are probably better, but I have Derrick Henry and I like the Titans more. So I'm just going to go random and say Titans.
Alright, I'm going to stick with John here. Although, Jake, you did say that it was a close game last week against the Broncos. That's what the Titans do. They keep the game close for whatever reason. Look at the past games, 17-10. They lost to the Chiefs, who Chiefs are a better team, 20-17. Texans, close game, 17-10. Colts, close game, 19-10. Commanders, close game, 21-7. You get my point. So, Titans, that's just what they do.
21-7, close game.
2017. That's just what they do. And Titans obviously are overall better. We've been saying this for weeks now. Packers have no weapons, so Titans is my pick of the game. Next, we'll move on to the 3-7 Bears playing at the 4-6 Packers.
Falcons.
Okay.
You said Packers.
Falcons.
Bears. Falcons.
3-7 Bears playing at the 4-6 Falcons. Atlanta is favored to win. I don't believe there's any like injuries that are gonna hurt them. So Jake,
I like the Bears this game. Justin Fields has been playing really good, and they almost pulled out the win last week to the Lions, but they didn't, which is okay. I just don't see the Falcons really beating the Bears this week. So.
Junie,
For the third week in a row, I'm gonna go Falcons, and they lost every single week. So I'm just gonna pick them until they win, and that's it.
All right, I'm gonna go with the Bears here too. Justin Fields has been playing out of his mind, and he's young, so you know he's got the ambition to break that record. Okay. And I think he's just gonna keep going at it. He's gonna keep going. He's gonna keep going for it. He won't stop.
My picks have had no logic so far.
No,
I'm just gonna.
Yeah, you're gonna just Falcons. Yeah, that's what you said. All right. John, I want to hear you. John, you're first. Ready? Browns playing at Bills.
Come on, baby.
All right. Do I even
need to go? Nope.
Yeah, I'm going Bills.
Okay. I'm going Bills.
I'm going Browns because I'm going to this game, actually.
Oh, you're going to Buffalo? Where are you going? You're going to Buffalo.
Buffalo. It's going to be very snowy, and I'm excited, but...
What are you doing, driving?
Come on, yeah.
How far is that drive?
It's like 6.5. So yeah. Ooh. It's not bad.
It's pretty bad.
But it's going to be really snowy.
Yeah, but you're not driving, so...
Come on, Browns, give me a win.
If Jacoby Brissett wants to stay the starter, he has to beat the Bills.
He has to.
Let's talk about that. Do you think if they beat...
The Bills with Jacoby?
Yeah, do you think they're going to start?
Probably
depends
not.
Depends how he does.
Yeah, it depends how he does.
If he fries them for, like... a bunch four of touchdowns, tons of yards.
Yeah. Bills aren't going to lose, Jake. I'm sorry. I mean, they need that game.
Crazier things have happened, like the Eagles losing to the Commanders.
There's a discussion right now where the Bills just aren't going to make the playoffs.
That would be crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, hey, it is ridiculous, but you have the Dolphins. You have every top four team, and then you have three other teams. The Jets are above them right now. Patriots are only one game behind them. Bengals are only one game behind them. And same with the Chargers. If the Bills mess up, it's a discussion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if they do drop to a lower seed...
Think about it, though. People still have them as like the Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, Dolphins are obviously back up in that discussion again. But anyway, we'll talk about the next game, Jake. Yeah.
Maybe our Super Bowl top three might be right.
Maybe they weren't back wrong.
In the day. Maybe.
All right, so Panthers playing at the 6-3 Ravens. Baltimore is a favorite to win. I'm just going to say it. I think Ravens are going to win.
Same, Ravens.
Okay. Ravens.
Sure. Fair enough. Ravens have just been averaging one more touchdown than them.
Panthers did good last week.
Yeah, but they've...
They did.
Yeah, but Baker Mayfield's just, I can't deal with that guy, bro.
I've never really seen their home field, but their home field advantage is kind of huge, so they're losing this game because they're not home.
Talking about home field advantage, the 7-2 Giants, their big fan base, against the 3-6 Lions. I'm just going to go and say Giants.
Yeah, it's easy.
I hate to say it, but they're just going to win.
I don't think it's easy because... The Lions were looking like explosive last week. They had Amon-Ra going off.
Yeah, against a bad defense.
I think DeAndre Swift's back to like fully healthy, hopefully now.
Hold up. I'm gonna switch my answer right there. I'm gonna go Lions.
It's just because you like them.
Do like the Lions, and I'm gonna stick to it. DeAndre Swift's gonna have a good game, obviously. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared Goff, dude. Sorry, my mic was very loud. My fault.
Come on, but Tank.
Jared Goff.
I'm just gonna go with the home team, I guess, though. I think if the Lions were home, I'd pick them, but I'm going with Giants.
This is the reason why I win every week.
Smart man, John.
We'll see.
This is a close game. Confusing. Tank. Jets.
Yeah.
6-3. Playing at the New England Patriots. 5-4.
Ooh.
You know what, baby? Let me lead this one off. I'm going Jets. Come on. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
I agree with Jake. This is their get back game. Patriots beat them.
Get back.
They're finally going to take down the Patriots now.
Jets, baby, all the way. Sorry, guys. Had to hold that for Tank. All right. But everyone, it was a sweep there. Wow, that was actually pretty impressive. All right, ready? 5-5 Commanders playing at the 1-7 Texans. I'm going Commanders. They're on a roll right now, beating the undefeated team. They're going to be hype coming in the Texans game. And 100%. Texans are terrible, so.
Commanders.
Yeah.
I'm going to have like 10 fans at this game, but I'm going to go Commanders.
Yeah, I've got
this is a bad game. All right, the 3-6 Rams playing at the 3-7 Saints. John, who do you have?
Saints.
I'm going Rams. Actually, this game.
Let me do a little explanation. I've just said the team every single time. So I'm gonna say, basically, Cooper Kupp is out.
True. Matthew Stafford is questionable.
What more? The Rams were losing with Cooper Kupp, so maybe like he was making the worst. I don't know. maybe they'll go off this week, but I'm taking Saints.
I just think the Saints are so terrible. I mean, the Rams are too, but I don't know.
What happened to the Rams, dude?
I know, it's unbelievable, but I'm going Rams. I'm just going to go Rams.
I'm going to go Saints here. Just straight off, they lost Cooper Kupp, their best weapon, the only weapon that they have. So yeah, just with that, I'm going to go there. And then the next game we have, if I can look at the game, we would have the 8-1 Eagles, finally not undefeated, playing at the 4-5 Colts.
This is their get back game. They needed to lose last week. They're gonna come in and smoke the Colts.
John,
Eagles. Yeah, I think we're gonna come in electric and just roll them over. Like they're not gonna be ready for it, Eagles.
All right,
who you got?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right,
don't be a weirdo.
Listen,
don't be a weirdo.
Unless they fix
their
run game, the Eagles are gonna lose.
Okay, so you have the Colts.
Dude.
Sean's out.
Jonathan Taylor.
Would you agree?
Say it, just say
Sean,
it.
Sean, I'm serious.
Eagles are a better team.
I have a proposal for you. $50 on the game. I have Eagles.
Oh.
No, 50? I'm not doing that. Be because good. Eagles can easily win. But if they don't fix the one problem they have on defense, which is like stopping other teams' run game, dude.
$20, Sean.
Although it's Jonathan Taylor, not a good season, he's still one of the best. Money. Still one of the best running backs in the NFL.
Sorry, you I'll shake on it right now. $20.
All right.
Good. All right.
Colts. It's not happening. I'm going Colts.
You're not.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't want to do the deal, though. So
I'm not doing the deal.
Can't be that confident.
I'm not that confident.
Sean, I think you're the most hated on the show right now.
I might be, but I don't care. I never lose. The Eagles have a lot of lost weapons right now. And you're telling me if A.J. Brown's not going to be that explosive this week at all.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know.
But yeah, anyway, I know you guys don't like me right now, so we're going to the next pick. We're going to go with the with the two. This game's so boring, dude. Yeah. 2-7 Raiders at the 3-6 Broncos. I'm going Raiders. Davante Adams.
I'm going Raiders, like I do every week, and they lose. So.
I'll go Raiders. I'll go with you guys. Why not?
5-4 Bengals at the 3-6 Pittsburgh Steelers, baby.
It's going to be a good game.
Jamar Chase is still out.
Go Steelers, baby. I'm going with the Steelers, Sean.
Let's go. I'm turning my mic down. I'm screaming. Let's go, baby, Pittsburgh. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm sorry once again, but they're coming home. It's coming home. They're not. John?
Bengals are off a bye week, but
John?
I'll go Steelers.
Oh, let's go. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Pittsburgh Steelers all the way. I don't know why we just did that, but it's fine. 8-1 Vikings playing Steelers at the 6-3 Cowboys. I'm taking the Vikings. Justin Jefferson's too good. Kirk Cousins looks like prime Tom Brady.
Vikings.
I'm going Vikings. Let's go. Easy. Easy money.
All right. And now we move on to the...
Oh, this is a good game.
I lost it. The Chiefs. Seven. Is it a good game?
I think it depends.
The 7-2 Chiefs playing at the 5-4. Is it Los Angeles?
This is like
Los Angeles Chargers. John.
I'm checking at the moment if Keenan Allen and Mike.
They are both back this week.
They are both back.
I'm thinking comeback game for Chargers.
Stupid.
Justin Herbert gonna show his worth right now. Taking Chargers.
Patty Mahomes is too good, dude.
I'm going Chiefs.
Patty Mahomes balls,
though. I think I have to go Chiefs. I don't know. As good as like the Chargers seem right now, or like they're going to be with these two wide receivers back, I just don't see them beating the Chiefs.
I'm going with Jake here. 7-2 Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is just... I mean, dude, he's the best quarterback.
It'll be a close one.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game. But yeah, so you have... Next game, you have...
Is this the last game?
The last game, Monday night game at 8:15. San Francisco is favored to win over the Arizona Cardinals, who are 4-6 at the moment. I'm going to go Arizona. The 49ers, I think this week and after is where they start to, you know, be that playoff team. Like, start to, like, go for playoffs.
That is a good pick. I agree with you. I mean, the Niners have been looking really good, and they're on that playoff hunt. They want to get in there, so I'm going to go with the Niners.
I'm seeing that the backup QB in the Cardinals may start, Colt McCoy. Just based on the fact that they're even considering that.
Is Murray injured?
I think it is something to do with an injury, but regardless, I'm taking Niners.
Good pick.
That's not a bad pick. All right, so basically now... After we are done with this commercial, after I play the music that is playing right now. Now, we will be back in about... We'll go 3 minutes. We'll have a 3-minute break. And then we will be back. Where we take the picks. Go Niners.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear.
As a parent, you can't help but look at your child and wonder what the future holds. You may dream about the possibility of your son or daughter becoming a professional athlete or a renowned heart surgeon. But while you're dreaming, consider this. The odds that your child will be diagnosed with autism are 1 in 68. Knowing the signs of autism and addressing it early can make a world of difference to your child and to you. To learn the signs, visit autismspeaks.org. This message has been brought to you by Autism Speaks and your friends here at Sterling High School Radio.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, talk to doctor now and share
it. I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah. All right. We are back for everybody's favorite part of the podcast, the fancy picks. So, I'll describe it this time. So basically what we do here, we have a teacher here with us who, our special guest now, Mr. Strauss.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
How you doing, Strauss?
Glad to be. I'm awesome, man. You guys are doing a great job with this podcast, by the way.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Trying to have a fun time.
But you are going to lose.
Sean, you want to let him know about like the new change we made?
Yeah, what's the new change?
With the picks? With Jake?
So Jake is
now on your team.
Yeah, so I'm on the teacher's team.
All right, so basically what we do here now. So... the past few weeks we've been having teachers that are a bit underdeveloped on the football side. So we've had Jake on their teams, but I know Strauss, you're a bit more
More savvy.
And I feel like, I don't know, having two people on a team gives them more discussion about stuff, because you hear me and John talking about it, and yeah, we have a good talk about it. So now again, it's me and John. We're considered the student side, and then we have Jake and Strauss who are the teacher side.
Dos amigos.
Yeah. So. You guys have the list of the people who are not allowed to be picked. Do you want to read them down real quick?
Yeah. So who can't be picked from last week? Is it this left side?
So that's Sean and John's team. That's me and...
Okay, so you cannot pick Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields. You cannot pick Saquon, Barkley or Derrick Henry. You cannot go Stephon Diggs or Justin Jefferson. You can't go George Kittle, and if you really can't go Dallas Goedert for at least the next 4 weeks.
Yes, that's true.
You can't go CMC or Cooper Kupp for another 4 weeks.
Also true.
Also true. You can't go Eagles or Saints D, and you cannot go
Brandon Joseph
and Graham Gano. You cannot.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the other team last week.
You can't do that.
You look at the team last week, they have two injuries. It's a tough road.
Yeah, it's a tough week.
So, Strauss, as you are the guest, even though this is your classroom, then you will have the first pick, you and Jake. So you guys can discuss about it. Take your time. We have some time in our hands, you know?
Well,
a little bit.
I think the move here, we definitely want to go running back first, for sure.
To me.
Because, well, that's a very, very valuable position. I'm going to stay away from anybody running the ball in Buffalo. So we're going to stay away from that one. It's hard. I was not prepared.
No.
But I think the
yeah, stay ready. So I'm gonna get ready.
I think the move would.
Barinder. I can go with that.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're gonna go from the Los Angeles Chargers. We are gonna go Austin Eckler.
John loves that pick.
Trust.
Yeah, I was looking.
That's,
at him.
Yeah, I know. Not that I know that you were looking at him, but I know he's a cheater. He's just him.
Oh, okay, he is
fair
him.
Enough. And you, we get two picks.
All right, Sean. So
pick a running back.
I know who I want first because he's just so far beyond everyone in his position, and that's Travis Kelce.
Tight end. Yes. Okay. It's a tight end, Travis Kelce. So Travis Kelce is our lot for tight end, and it's a snake pick. So, and then we get to pick another one. Who should we go? Quarterback?
Yeah, I was looking at
Josh Allen.
Lamar.
I know it's gonna be
Lamar against the Panthers. I think he might run him.
Yeah, or Justin Fields. Justin Fields is actually picked up, so we'll pick. Do you want to go Lamar Jackson?
I like Lamar Jackson.
All right, we'll go Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson for a quarterback.
All right, Lamar Jackson is your quarterback. That's an interesting pull. I like it.
Not a bad pick.
No, not terrible. None of these picks are bad, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, they're all top players.
Top tier. S tier.
Yes.
So you went Kelce and Lamar Jackson, and that's smart. What are you thinking there, okay. Jakey?
All right. So Terry McLaurin is going to ball out. Who are they playing? Let's see. The Commanders are playing the Texans.
That's a deep pick, man.
I know.
That's a high risk, high reward, I think.
I agree.
He went off. He went off against the Eagles.
He did.
Went completely off.
And we can't pick anybody that's going to be in the Snow Bowl this week.
No, I would recommend. Well, it depends on where they play.
That's
that game.
True. It's true.
You guys are having a fun discussion over there.
We are.
Well, listen, we're strategery.
Yes.
This is strategery right now.
Justin Jefferson would be obviously everybody's pick every single week. The pick, the catch he made the other week,
that was ridiculous.
We were talking about it earlier on the podcast.
It was dumb.
It's ridiculous. It's insane.
One of the best catches of so far this year.
So, fun fact, while we're kind of scrolling through, programming note that next week's podcast will be on
Wednesday.
Are we going to do it Wednesday on the half day? Can we crank fine. That over?
Yeah,
we'll Tuesday or Wednesday? Okay, we'll do it on the half day. So next week's podcast will happen on Wednesday because there are Thanksgiving games, and then we're going for Thanksgiving, so that'll be an interesting.
So what time is that going to be around? I don't really know.
It's
going to
be before probably 11 o'clock in the morning.
11 o'clock, yeah. All right.
Somewhere in the morning. That's a deep cut, too. Holy cow. And we can't go.
We can go Hill.
Well,
all right.
We're going to go Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill.
Hill was available.
He was. Tyreek Hill. Who's Tyreek Hill got this week?
The Chargers.
Wait. All right, so that's going to be interesting.
Chargers is Chiefs. Never mind. They're on a bye week.
So let's not take
Tyreek. No, they're not. Look.
I don't see the Dolphins anywhere. In my eyes.
I forgot he was not on the Chiefs anymore.
Erase.
Okay, erase that.
Erase pick. that pick. We can't,
once you pick them, you can't go back.
Whoa.
That's kind of messed up.
I'm kidding.
So many options. CeeDee Lamb had a really good night, had a really good week.
I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Actually, yeah, pick.
No.
Or no, is this a bye week for Dallas, too?
No, I think Dallas playing.
They play the Vikings. 425.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I think that's a good pick. I'm not going to lie.
All right, this is yours then.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin.
Put him in the flex.
Yeah.
Put him in the flex.
Yeah.
Put him in the flex.
Scary Terry.
Yep.
Him. He's not him.
And then we're gonna go another our receiver now, right?
We probably should. Yeah. We probably should do that.
I'll let you take this one.
I think the proper move here in a bounce back week.
Right.
I'm gonna go AJ Brown.
He is questionable at the moment.
Who is questionable?
Oh God!
That's right. He left.
There is a chance where he actually might not play.
Oh.
All right. So let's. Oh, I forgot about that.
Helping him out, Sean.
No, that's a gentlemanly thing to do. That's a gentlemanly thing to do.
I know we're gonna beat him. I'm trying to help him out. Make it closer.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think that's the right move there. We can't go. I mean, we can go Devontae Adams? Question mark.
Is he picked last week?
He didn't.
He is available.
He's available.
They are at Denver. And I think that's a fair selection. Yeah, so we're going to go. He too is questionable.
Oh, God.
So do we roll the dice on Devontae Adams?
Devontae will be more likely to play. But I will say, I think they're both going to play, but A.J. Brown, I think he's definitely going to play with Goddard out, or Goddard, whatever
how
Goddard,
you say the name. Goddard. Yeah.
With him being out too, you need a star player.
Just for flex. And one of those wide receivers.
Okay. Let me take a look. I'm seeing CD on the board. D-Hop on the board. Amase Brown against the Giants.
I like that pick.
Amon Ross. St. Brown.
Yeah, I'm going to say Brown.
Amon Ross.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
Doesn't matter? Wide receiver flex?
No, it doesn't matter.
Put him on
receiver. Yeah, because it doesn't matter anymore because realistically, we can't pick any more from the scoring positions anyway.
And except that kicker. What, defensive kicker?
All right, so our final two picks are going to come from the same team.
Oh, wait, let me guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Bengals or McPherson?
No. That was a good guess, though. The other AFC team. Has a good defense and an excellent kicker.
Yeah. Ravens?
Correct.
Yeah.
We're going to go Baltimore, and the greatest kicker, arguably the greatest kicker in the history of the league, in Justin Tucker. They're saying that he might be Hall of Fame, the only kicker to get into the Hall of Fame. I think Vinatieri gets in.
What about Gostkowski? Isn't he?
Is Gostkowski in?
Oh, yeah.
He should be in.
What about?
I don't think he's been out long enough.
Nah, I don't think he's in yet, but like he could be.
He should be, yeah.
Yeah, so what do we have left, Sean?
All right, so we need a flex.
Morton Anderson.
We need a flex, so wide receiver.
Morton Anderson is in.
Only four kickers have been entered the Hall of Fame.
That's good stats out of you.
Thank you.
All right.
But what will we be doing, John?
We need a flex.
All right, so week 11.
I like Damian Pierce against the Redskins. I like that.
Yikes.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Redskins
coming off a big win, man.
Big win.
That's a good defense.
My fault, Commanders.
Yeah, the Commanders.
Excuse me. I'm gonna make that mistake at least for the next 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
As a lot of people are. Washington. If anybody, I know there's a lot of Eagles fans, and I don't know if you guys touched on this or not, but there are a lot of Eagles fans who are really, really upset about the officiating. Now, did the officials miss that blatant face mask?
Yes.
100%.
We didn't cover this, so you're good.
100% they missed it.
But did it affect the loss? No.
And to me, do Eagles fans have a reason to be upset about that loss?
A little bit.
Yes, they do. Having said that, the officials did not lose them that game
at all. Their defense,
no, their defense, mid
coaching. Their coaching. How about the lost fact the game, that in my opinion.
Their first drive, their first possession of the second half, 3 and out.
Yeah,
that was your opportunity to. And as I sit here, I'm not by any means a football player, standing at 5'9" and 138 pounds. I am not by any stretch of the imagination. a football player, but I am a football watcher. And I can tell you that...
Good enough.
The watcher.
Which is good. However, I hate it when people blame officials. And I had this conversation with my son on the way home the other day. I said, if that were the last... If that face mask were the last play of the game and they missed that call...
Then
yes.
You can...
The officials blew that game.
That
you have a legitimate gripe. However, it did not, and you cannot.
Nope. Yes.
I agree.
The only other like credit I'll give to people complaining was I believe it was Vikings against Saints in a like wild card.
Well, I think there's a couple times like you remember the Dez Bryant catch. Yeah. I think it was in the playoffs. It brought them really far.
Wait. Who we picked? Damian Pierce?
No. I saw Nick Chubb is on the board now. I just realized that.
Nick Chubb over David Pierce?
Nick Chubb against the Bills, I think.
Chubb, At Buffalo?
Nick Chubb averages 20 a game, though.
At Buffalo? Yeah, snow game?
20. It might be a snow game. You might get a Detroit. Not. You might get an indoor game in Detroit or in Philadelphia.
I would like to be safe against a young workload. The Texans have no other good.
Nick Chubb or Damian Pierce.
Right. Damian Pierce, he called Damian it.
Pierce.
All right, so to match up our teams, we got Patty Mahomes, Austin Eckler. We are going A.J. Brown, T.J. Hockenson, our flex, Terry McLaurin, and the defense of the Baltimore Ravens, and the kicker from the Baltimore Ravens, one, Justin Tucker.
All right.
The two amigos, Lamar Jackson, Joe Mixon, Amon Ra, St. Brown, Travis Kelce, Damian Pierce, Bills D, and Daniel.